Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. You want to give a bigger hand clap unto Jesus this morning, and you want to add a shout of praise. Oh, I said a shout of praise. In this season, everything is possible. Do you believe it? Oh, do you believe it this morning? Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise. Are we ready, band?
Faithful God, awesome.
Jesus, mighty God, you are. Do you believe He's mighty this afternoon? Glorious God, you are. Daddy, we lift our hands to give you praise. There's no one like you. Come on, hey. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a
performed. Something spectacular happened there. Mary told the people gathered, I believe it to be the bridegroom and his relatives. He said, whatever he tells you, do it. There is something about the voice of God. It doesn't matter what he says. You just do it. And this morning we learned that it is not about being good. It's not about coming to church. It's about hearing and obeying. One more time before the man of God climbs up stage, there's a minstrel who is going to prepare the way. To prepare us to hear and to hear correctly, let's put our hands together and welcome upstage the ministry of L.P. Mary.
Yeah.
May the life that I live reflect your glory. May the words that I speak, let them honor your name. May the thoughts that I think be pleasing unto you. May my life be a praise unto you, Lord. May the life that I live reflect your glory. May the words that I speak, let them honor your name. May the thoughts that I think be pleasing unto you. May my life be a praise unto you, Lord. A lifestyle of worship to fulfill your holy purpose, to be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Oh, nothing else can compare to living in your perfect will. My life be a praise unto you, Lord. May the life that you live reflect his glory. May the words that you speak, let them honor his name. May the thoughts that you think be pleasing unto him. May our lives be a praise unto you, Lord. To fulfill your holy purpose, to be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Oh, nothing else can compare to living in your perfect will. My life be a praise unto you, Lord. To fulfill your holy purpose, to be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Oh, nothing else can compare to living in your perfect will. Your life be a praise unto him, Lord. A lifestyle of worship to fulfill his holy purpose, to be pleasing and acceptable in his sight. Oh, nothing else can compare to living in your perfect will. Your life be a praise unto you, Lord. May the life that I live reflect his glory. May the words that I speak, let them honor your name. May the thoughts that I think be pleasing unto you. My life be a praise unto you, Lord.
Put your hands together for the Lord properly. Clap your hands for Jesus this morning or afternoon. Clap your hands for Jesus. I believe that this afternoon God has a word for every one of us. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that when God sends his word to us, he has a reason for sending it. Hallelujah. He has a purpose for sending it. Amen. And his word never comes without achieving the purpose for which he has sent it. Hallelujah. Amen. This afternoon, the word that God has sent to you is for a reason and it's for a purpose. And for every one of you, the same word is achieving a different purpose. Hallelujah. Because God knows your need and God has sent his word to meet you at the exact point of your need. Hallelujah. At the exact point of your need. And as the word comes, I want you to believe that it is what you need today. It is what you need today. God has looked at you from heaven and he has decided that this is the word that you need today. I'm happy to announce to you, Shine Service, hey, that God has sent one of his choicest servants to you.
Yes.
God has sent one of his anointed men to you.
Yes.
God has sent one of the pastors he chose many years ago and anointed and sent him to you. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are ready, if you are excited, I want you to clap your hands as a sign of respect, honor, excitement. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord and join me and let's welcome to this pulpit the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Please make some noise and let's welcome him. Make some noise, Shine Service. Make some noise, come on. Welcome the servant of God. Come on.
Spirit comes, introduce us to the will of God and everything God has for us.
Yes,
will become ours.
Amen.
Lift your hands and let's pray.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Ask,
sweet Holy Spirit,
the Holy Spirit to give you revelation.
Yes.
Ask him to guide you.
Guide me, lead me.
Ask him to minister his will to you.
Oh yes, minister your will, oh God.
Everyone pray. We are asking that the Holy Spirit will minister his will.
Yes.
His plan.
Whenever
God's word comes, you have an opportunity to receive light.
Holy Spirit.
And this morning I have no doubt that God is going to touch you.
Yes.
God is going to bless you.
Oh Jesus.
God is going to increase you. Lift your hands,
Lord,
and pray.
Holy Spirit, bless me, Lord. Kala dabosh.
Tell the Lord to speak to you.
Bless us with your word. Bless us, Holy Spirit.
Tell the Lord to speak to you.
Speak to us. Speak to our hearts. Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Tell the Lord to speak to you. Lepala devedo shapa. Mandele vede kataya ba.
O pele divini makapaya ba. Holy Spirit. Lepaya ba. Have your way. Kaladosh.
Our lives will not be the same again.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Never the same again, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
And the prayer you have prayed, it's a very important prayer, because God must give you light for your life. God must guide you on the paths of your life. You must not make movements that are not determined by the Holy Spirit or His power. Otherwise, you will waste a lot of your time. That is why to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give you revelation is a very, very important activity.
Oh, yes.
And this morning, I believe that the hand of God is going to rest on you.
Amen.
Oh, I believe Jesus. That the hand of God is Jesus. Going to rest mightily on
Jesus.
You.
Jesus, amen. Oh, yes.
That each word that comes to you will produce a covering.
Yes.
That shields you from the arrows.
Oh, yes.
A covering that shields you from the evils.
Amen.
May each scripture you read present the wisdom of God.
Amen.
That grants you an escape from Satan's tricks.
Amen.
May you see through.
Amen.
May you see around.
Amen.
May you see beyond.
Amen.
May you be wiser than your enemies.
Amen.
May the Lord make you wiser than your
Jesus.
Enemies on the platform of His word.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
May His word be the most important asset of your life.
Amen.
May His word grant you the light you need.
Amen.
Oh yes. May His word grant you the light you need.
Oh Jesus.
May the sun not be the source of your light. Nor the moon by night. But may the Lord be your light.
Amen.
May He shine the way.
Oh.
May every word that comes from His anointed to you
yes,
provide light.
Amen. Amen.
That sets you apart from those who are using the sight of the eyes and the hearing of the ear.
Oh.
I declare your divine difference.
Amen.
Because you've paid attention to God's word.
Oh, yes, Lord.
The Lord make you wise.
Amen.
The Lord make you wiser and more intelligent than
Amen.
Your enemies.
Amen.
Receive judgment.
I receive.
Receive guidance.
I receive.
Oh. Receive prudence.
I receive prophecy.
May His word make it possible for you
Jesus.
To see evil coming from afar.
Amen.
May you not live your life without the guidance and the light of His word.
Yes, Lord.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
In everything you do,
Jesus.
May the word of God grant you the protection,
yes.
The guidance,
Jesus.
And the light you
yes.
need. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I am
blessed.
I want to read a testimony I received this morning. I received this testimony this morning. And I was so blessed. I met a man last night who had suffered from a very severe medical condition. He said it was difficult for him to even wear a shirt. When a shirt touches his body,
he experiences a lot of pain from what he suffered. So when he was talking to me, he opened his button and said, "You can see that I'm not even wearing any underwear." So I've just thrown the shirt over me. Said it's difficult. But strangely, I thought he had come to me to ask me for something or to discuss something. Said he had come to me to ask me to pray for him. So I'm sharing this testimony so that you will desire the prayer of your pastor, the prayer of your Basenta leader. The Bible tells us that it said, "Is anyone sick? Let him go to the elders." It's not the work of the elder to chase you. You must chase the elder with your sickness. Let him go to the elders. Is any sick? Let him call for the elders. You are the one who must call that I am sick. Come. Don't sit in church and expect the pastor to use prophetic knowledge to know that you are not well. You must call. If you don't call, you will be there. He said, "Good morning, Bishop. Thank you very much for the touch I received yesterday. For the Lord will do all you pronounce concerning health, as well as the cut on my head as a result of the domestic accident I had 2 days ago." He said, "You will not believe it that I had an uninterrupted sleep of over 6 hours. This hasn't happened in the past 10 weeks. I feel much better. And the sensations are going down. May the Lord fill you back with multiples of every virtue that came out of you."
Amen.
Please continually enjoy your spirit-filled life in the name of Jesus. An uninterrupted 6 hours sleep that he has never had in the past 10 weeks.
Wow.
You are due for a miracle.
Amen. Professor.
Something you never believed you will experience.
Jesus.
Will be your portion.
Amen. Oh, work it.
Something you are believing God to experience.
Professor.
A job.
Professor.
A healing.
Professor.
A beloved.
Mm.
As for this year, I know that many of you by December will have beloveds.
Amen.
Yeah,
Professor.
If you are due for marriage,
a
girl will cross your path.
Yay! Come
on. A man will cross your path.
Work it. Professor.
Father, let your word be clear to us.
Amen.
And let your will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Give thyself holy, part two. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15, it says, "Meditate upon these things. Give thyself holy to them, that thy profiting may appear to all." God is an all or none God. You see, he said, on that day, many will come and say, Lord, I walked with you. In your name, I healed the sick. Some of you will add, in your name, I went to church. In your name, I gave offerings. Now, he will say that, depart from me. I never knew you. I never knew you. I mean, these are strong words. Not that I knew you before, but in recent times, I've forgotten about you. When I say God is an all or none God, this is it. He said, I never, my relationship with you is zero. In verse 22, they were casting out devils. They were doing wonderful works. He said, I never knew you. So doing things for God, like preaching as I am doing, does not mean that God knows you. He said, depart from me. And the last sentence says, ye that work iniquity. This is a very misleading sentence. Remember that this is English language. And when you are translating anything into another language, you can make mistakes. Major mistakes. The Bible was not written in English. It was translated into English. So one of the unfortunate statements. So you are going to find there are a lot of things. So people use it to say, oh, there are inaccuracies in the Bible and there are mistakes. All nonsense. The Bible doesn't have any mistake. It's the translation and the translators that would. Now, one of such unfortunate remarks is, ye that work iniquity. When you read something like this, your mind is that the people God doesn't know, the I never knew yous, are fornicators, drunkards, murderers, thieves, adulteress, and all these type of people. Yes, it's true. But the original meaning is not workers of iniquity. The people he doesn't know, the people he says, I never knew you, are a special group of people. It's from that we get adulteress. Wow. It's from that we get thieves. Wow. I'm not saying that murderers will be known. No. But the original sense is not just workers of iniquity. If you look at the words and you study the words, the original words, this one is in Greek, you will notice that the word iniquity actually is lawlessness. Very big.
It's far bigger than smoking or murdering or fornicating or lying. We all have in our minds top seven sins, top ten, top five, big five. It's far bigger than workers of iniquity. You will actually see the proper translation, the real original. You see it in the New American Standard. Well, you can even see the New King James. He said, I never knew you. Depart from me. You who practice lawlessness. You also see it in the New American. That one is in capital letters. Because there is a brand. There is a brand. It's a brand. There is a brand of Christianity practiced by pastors, priests, church members, Christians. That is not the Christianity God intended for us to practice. It's a brand, and you see them, they sit in church, but they are actually lawless. Lawless. They are not governed by the regular laws in the church. But they are in the church. Having discussions and having meetings that fight the original intent of the leadership. Lawless. And there are groups here like that. Lawless groups. You will even see them doing outreach. But the outreach is not, it's not in keeping with the outreach being done by the church according to the laws of the church. They are, and the words are very important. They practice lawless. You see, when you say you are lawless, it means that laws don't govern you. Be very careful. Be very careful. Whenever you are being tempted to put yourself above laws, you are carrying a title, lady pastor, but you can't be controlled. You see, you are preaching at a crusade, bringing souls to the church, but you are on your own. On your own. Nobody can control you. A group was having a rehearsal somewhere, and I sent somebody there. The leader of the group said that, not here. The English words were too, not here. Not here. It's that you can't bring your things here. Go to the next group and go and rule there. Not here. Wow. And the person left and sent me a text message. I can't be there. They are on their own. So make sure that you are not practicing your own brand of Christianity. I asked a brother 3 days ago, I said, who is your pastor? Who is your pastor? Not by imagination. Who are you under? You can ask now. Ask your neighbor. Who are you under in the church? Ask. You can ask. It's an exercise. Practically. Who are you under in the church? I mean, ask. When the Bible says in Hebrews 13:17 that you must obey them that have the rule over you. Look at the English word. Obey those who rule. So in the church, it's a law. A law is that no matter, I have somebody who rules over me. I am on a page. I'm a pastor in this church, this branch. I am on a page. Are you here, sir, or you are tired? I am on a page. I'm in a group. We are told we are doing this. We are wearing this. We are going here. And I obey. Ask your neighbor, who is over you? Who is over you? You can't ask. You've asked already. Oh, sorry, I didn't see that one. Who is over you? And you see the word there, rule. Don't be in the church and be a law unto yourself. I'm preaching, baby. I'm preaching. I'm preaching good. Don't. Don't. When you say you are a law to yourself, it means that you generate your own laws and you obey your own law. That's it. You are a law to yourself. There is nothing that will be said in the church that concerns you. Now, let's not waste time on rebels. Let's concentrate. Let's concentrate on the word of God. But I'm just telling you that you are soon going to be struck. Something will strike you. Something is going to strike you. Now, one of the laws I'm showing you, one area in which you are practicing lawlessness. One of the laws, it's a law, so it's a big law. Big law. Deuteronomy. It's a law. Chapter 6. You can create your own law. It's up to you. But everybody, there's a day you will meet something bigger than you. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. This is a law. Thou shalt love the Lord, thy God, with all thine heart. That's a law. It's a law. Verse 1. Look at verse 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments. You think we are a law, like we are here, we can do. In the history of the church, it is only this generation that is a lawless, the charismatic generation. It's less in the Pentecostals, but the charismatics, lawless. Charismatic Christians, lawless. You don't see that with Catholics, Methodists, Anglicans. No. They are governed Presbyterians. Laws. The only part of the body of Christ where there is lawlessness in the name of the Holy Spirit. Who, by the way, the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, you don't know him. Holy Ghost does not make you lawless. His actual name, if you have the God's Word translation, you see it in Psalm 51 verse 12. Do you have the God's Word translation? God's Word translation says, and uphold me with the spirit of willing obedience. The Holy Spirit. This God, you see, when a charismatic reads free spirit, he thinks he's free to fool. But see, these are all English. But if you go into the original text, it is the Holy Spirit is a spirit of willing obedience. Willing obedience. Take me back to Deuteronomy 6. It's a law. Young girl, I was never told. Nobody told me this. Nobody.
I got born again 40 years ago. I wish I had been told, as a born again Christian, that you can't be a Christian and be lawless. God doesn't know people. Jesus rejects lawless people. And one of the laws is the law of all or none. All or none. Many of you, what you think you are doing is your own NGO you have formed. You are an NGO. God is not in it one bit. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. That's it. It's a law. That is why Paul told Timothy, give yourself wholly. Why do you think? Can you sit down? You obstruct my view. Why do you think that as you are sitting here, there's no God in your life? Have you wondered why you are godless? Why God is not with you? If God was with you, we would see it. We will see it. There is evidence. There is evidence. Not the title bishop. Doesn't mean anything. It only means something to some a church or a group of churches on earth in a corner of the world. It doesn't mean, God doesn't know bishop. He says he is no respecter of persons. Why do you think that you have been in church, so-called been in church, for 5 years, and you have nothing to show that you are a proper Christian? I mean, you attend a school, you are in a classroom, and your classmates don't smell God or Christ around you. Why? Numbers 32. Verse 11. 23. Yes. 32, 11. Surely, none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years and upwards shall see the land which I swear to Abraham and to Isaac and unto Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me. Those of you who are practicing a brand of Christianity where Sunday church is for appearances, but Tuesday, Thursday, you are a godless person, God is not on your mind, there is nothing you are doing with God, I'm here to inform you that you see in this case their promised land was some Canaan somewhere. Our promised land is a heaven we are getting to, and that promised land, some of you will never get there until you learn not to give a part of yourself, but to give all of yourself. And that's the journey I am taking you on. That's the journey I'm taking you on. It's my wish that you are not wasting your time, that you will not waste your time. It's my wish that you will not waste your time. It's my wish that one day when the trumpet is sounded and people are being caught up, you'll be caught up with them. That you will not be left here on earth to suffer. It's my wish that you and I will meet in heaven. It's my wish, first of all, that I myself will make it to heaven. So I began to show you how to give yourself wholly, because they have not wholly followed me. He said, none of the men above 20 years shall see the land which I swear. Some of you will not see a life God swore that he is going to give to you. You will not see it. Because you have not given all of yourself. The people God wants, the pastors he wants to preach in front of his congregation are not half pastors. But proper pastors who fear God. So I said last week, number one, that you must believe that your life is in your power to direct. To give yourself wholly to God means to believe that your life is in the power of your hand to direct it. You are the one in charge of your life. Whatever percentage of yourself you have given to God is your percentage. Don't blame your family members. Don't blame your cousin who raped you when you were 16 years old. Don't blame anybody. You have chosen this brand of Christianity. But number two, to give yourself wholly to God, you should know that God wants you to direct all your life towards loving him. All of your life. God wants you to direct all your life. All. I saw somebody watching a movie. And I told her, you watch movies with all your body. It's like the whole body is. That's what I mean. The whole body. Normally, you are watching a movie, you are relaxed, you are, you know, sending a text, you are sipping something, you are checking. But this one, she's in the movie. That's how God wants you to work with him. He wants you to give him your all. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. Your all. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart. And with all your soul. You can't give 80% of your heart to God and 20% of your heart to some boyfriend in town. 60% of your life is with God. 20% is with betting. 15% is on unbeliever people. No. No. 100%. That is, if you are giving 80% of your heart to God and 20 to a woman, it should be a woman who is in the will of God, so that one also joins part of your 80.
It's scoring.
The things you love must score. So I work with Stanbic Bank. I love my work. It's in the will of God for me to work with Stanbic Bank. One girl came and said, I'm stopping this work in this casino. This is years ago in Adenta. He said, each time I go to work, I cannot even. This is a girl. It's boys. We are the boys who are like animals. The girls are the human beings.
But this time the girl said, I cannot concentrate. He said, the type of dresses the girls wear. This is a girl. The things that go on in the casino at 2 a.m. I can't stand it. Everything you love must be something that is in God so that it will add up to your love life towards God. Otherwise, then a pastor should just be preaching. I come, I open the Bible and I preach without any love. But God wants you to love you. He wants you to love one another. But I thought we should love, we should give everything, all our love to God. Yes. All our love to God means that the things you love must be things that are within the context of God and godliness so that it can score. You can't be here and love a slave queen who is chasing married men. That is outside God's love. You have already spent 7% of your love on nonsense. That's lawlessness.
This is Bishop Edwin Ogo preaching. Stay tuned.
Get ready. It's that time of the year, and the Art of Shepherding Conference is here again with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo from the 21st to the 23rd of February 2024. Jesus said in John 10 that I am the Good Shepherd. Good shepherding is the key to a ministry that is flourishing and ever increasing. If you are a pastor or a church worker, then this is your opportunity to step into the realms of magnificent church growth by acquiring the skills of a shepherd. The Art of Shepherding Conference is happening from the 21st to the 23rd of February 2024 at the Makanere Church International, Otinibi Hills, near Oibi. Guest minister will be Bishop Ni Ajedu Amar of the Kodesh Family Church. Morning sessions are at 8 a.m. and evening sessions at 4 p.m. Your church and ministry will experience an unbelievable change. Contact us on 059-862-5036 for details.
If you seek the Lord. So today we are learning that. Can you wake up, sir? We are learning today that the people who will find God are those who look for Him with what? 90% of their hearts. With what percentage? 100%. Make sure that you are not in love with nonsense. Even when they had to marry, God would tell them, your woman should never marry this group, this group, this group. Loss. You can't just have anybody as your friend.
At all.
I will come there.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. We came for this. Now, why should we love God with our all? What's the wisdom in that? The wisdom in that is that you can never know something until you love it completely. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts
by faith. Now watch it. That ye, being rooted and grounded in love, 18, may be able to comprehend or understand or know with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. It is only when your love is completely rooted and grounded. When your love is not complete, you will never know the length, the breadth, the depth, the height. You will never know anything you love partially. If you love maths partially, you will never understand maths. Those of us who got A in chemistry, A in biology, B in physics, we give everything to those subjects. You will never know any subject. Is it playing instrument, doing video, preaching, building a church? Nothing gives itself to anyone who has only partial interests. Nothing gives itself to anyone. Before something will give itself to you, it examines you whether you are fully rooted and grounded. You will never know God till you love Him completely. We give our everything to God. The big, we say big six. If you're in South Africa, we have the big five. In the body of Christ, the big fools are the Christians. The big fools. The Bible says that the unbelievers, they are wiser than the Christians. This is the testimony of the Bible. That the children of this world are in their time wiser, wiser. Do you know why unbelievers are wiser than Christians?
Tell us, sir.
Their wisdom is seen in the fact that they give all of themselves to the sin. When I was an unbeliever, I gave everything to drinking, smoking, pornography, clubbing. Why do you think I like multiple services? It's not okay to why this pastor is into all things are possible. Then we have a church in your house. Then we have his presence. Then we have first works. Then we have shine. Even this evening, I'm having my sixth service this evening. This afternoon. Every weekend, five services. Why? Because when I was an unbeliever, I would go to five nightclubs every night. I start from this nightclub and we start the drinking as we move on. By dawn, we have done six nightclubs and we can't open our eyes. Acts 17, verse 16. It's today's Christians who are the idiots. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred up in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. The city was wholly given. When unbelievers are serving idols, they give themselves
all. Most of the things I've, this year is my 40th anniversary. I'm 40 years in Christ. 40 years. I can tell you, even in the church, when people want to give themselves fully to some nonsense, they cut off the church first. Look around carefully. So they can give themselves. Because there is nothing that, there is no cause on earth that does not require dedication. The word is dedication. You see them, sisters in the choir, they stop church. One brother, he stopped church. Before we knew, he had married a Hajia. Oh yes. I can give you names and dates and places. When unbelievers are into something, they are fully committed. Fully. You are the fool who can't give yourself fully to something you claim you believe. Go on the internet. Go to Facebook. Go to Instagram. That's why you see, give thyself wholly. Yeah. Proper give thyself wholly is on the internet, social media. You see men who give themselves wholly to blasphemy. Blasphemy. Heresies. Who can insult anything, including God? Yes. Give thyself holy. And that's what Paul saw. That the city had given itself completely. When will you give yourself completely to God? This type of three fingers in one, one finger here, another one there. Some of you cannot even give yourself fully to the church you are in. Today you are here, there's a prayer meeting, there's alpha hour here, there's some pram pram there, there is some whatever there. Meanwhile, what is going on in your church is also powerful. But because you are not a give thyself holy person, you get nothing. You will never know your church well. That's true. Some of you don't know the church you are in. The things you are chasing, it's just because you are evil. Oh yes, yes. It's because you are evil. Anybody who leaves what he has to chase something that he has at home is mentally unsound. You don't get me. I have this girl, this chamber pot, everything. This is my own. Then I leave her and I'm chasing this one. When I have this, it's a mental condition. Nothing we do is nice to you.
No.
Nothing. No. The only thing that is nice is the grass behind the wall. And you will see, it's a soon your destruction shall announce itself. You will need to announce yourself. If you want to give yourself holy, you must know that God wants you. Believe it. That God doesn't like part of you. He doesn't like part of you. He wants all of you. Number three. To give yourself wholly to God, you must build all your friendships around Christ. All your friendships. I'm taking my time, baby. I'm taking my time. There is nothing like, You've given yourself to God and you have friendships that are not around Christ. Then you have not given yourself wholly. You cannot sit here. You can't sit here and have unbeliever friends that you hobnob with, that you sit with, you chat with, you spend time, you are with them, your besties. You cannot. No, I'm saying that if you are practicing it, then know that God does not know you. The law he's using is a law of all of yourselves, or get away, get away. Get away. God doesn't need you. You need God. Get away. Go. Either you are giving everything to him, or you're on your own. You can never say you have given yourself fully to God when all your friendships, your friends, look, when I got born again, before I got born again, I had a group of friends. We were drinking, we were doing that. The name of the friend was Benbo Inn. Benbo from R.L. Stevenson's Treasure Island. Yes, Benbo Inn. The B-E-N-B-O-W. Everybody had a name. The first letter of every person. Benbo Inn. Kajukata, solid association. There was nothing. Everybody was a specialist in an area. Everybody, Benbo Inn Club. From one, from two, from three. From three vacation, I met this girl who led me to Christ. From four, I was out of Benbo Inn. I was out. You get born again and you are still in Benbo Inn.
Wow.
Acts chapter 2.
Come on.
Do you have Good News translation? Acts chapter 2, verse 44. Give me King James first. Okay, that's all. You got it, baby. All the believers continued together in close fellowships, all to all. And they shared their belongings with one another. Belongings include your ideas. Belongings include your phone. It includes your shirt. It includes, they shared it not with unbelievers, but they shared it with one another. Belongings include your time. I'm preaching, baby. Belongings include your time. You cannot share your time with unbelievers and think that you are working with God. It's your brand. You have created your brand. It's just a matter of time. You will hear the real verdict on your brand. All the believers, everybody had unbeliever friends before we got born again. When you get born again, you must start to rearrange your life and surround yourself with Christians. Christians who love what you love. You cannot even be a friend to a Christian who hates the church you are in. You are a wicked man. Your friends don't like your pastor. And you are around the pastor. When you finish with him, then you go and sit with people who discuss your pastor and your church negatively. You are a wicked person. And Jeremiah said, your own wickedness will correct you.
If I say I'm marrying this girl, you better like her. Otherwise, we can't be friends. No, you better like her. If you want to be with me, then you must like what I like. It's straightforward. To claim you are with God and you are with people who hate God betrays your intentions. Where are your friends? You have not given yourself holy. In fact, the biggest verse in this series I'm preaching is in that Deuteronomy 32:11 scripture. Everything comes to that one. Exodus 32, I should say. Numbers 32:11. Yeah. Always remember this. God doesn't allow partial lovers. The people, please also underline, shall see the land which I swear. That line, that whole line. You will never see God's promises happening. You will never see it when you don't follow him with your all. And I'm taking you on through. I've got some 5 minutes more. Every friend in your life should be a Christian who loves what you love. Otherwise, it is stupidity. You are a stupid person. You are a fool. You are not even a normal person. I mean, you put Bible aside. Put Bible aside. It doesn't make sense to commit yourself to somebody and be closely related to people who hate what you like and you are with them. You are mad. Actually, that's it. That's a schizophrenia. Split personality. It's a schism. Schizophrenia. It's madness, actually. That I swear. Hey! I like AC. I'm in love. AC is my world. AC is everything. AC. Hey! AC. Then this girl is my friend and she's talking negatively. AC is a fool. Hey, I like you too. No, you are a mental patient. Always, I notice that the people who don't like me, they move away and they regroup. It's so clear. They always regroup. It's difficult to be around me. I'm talking about me, this evil man. Yes. You cannot. You can pretend for a while. But later, you yourself will say, I'm going. You yourself will say, I'm going. I've always noticed a regrouping around me. I watch it with my eyes. If you want to love God, remember that you can't love God and love the world. Demas has forsaken me. Haven't loved this present world. Put it up. You can't be in a love relationship with God and be in a relationship with things that don't love God. It doesn't add up. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved the world that is an enemy to God. Demas was with God and also loved the enemy of God. Eventually, you will leave. Some of you should expect to leave soon. Number four of, is it four? Four. Build your activities around Christ if you want to give yourself holy.
have the Passion Translation? If you want to give yourself wholly, build your activities around Christ. Activities. Yes. 1 Corinthians 10, 31, King James. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. The Passion Translation. And make sure, so whether you eat or drink, live your life in a way that glorifies and honors God. All your activities should be Christ-centered. Even eating. Even what? Eating. I'm sure it can't be today. I don't know if that will be next week. But one of the points is about eating. Wow. Yes. If you want to give yourself wholly to God, there's an eating habit you must have. Eating, drinking should honor God. That is everything you do should honor God. Ask yourself, the friends you attended them. There's nothing wrong with a pool party. I would like to attend one. There's nothing wrong with a pool party. But with who? Who are those at the pool party? That's all. What type of people are there? What music is playing there? That's all. If you can answer me, then you are a Christian. Why should a Christian not be at a pool party? Why? When I have a swimming pool in my house and I'm inviting people to come and let's swim and let's be happy. Then you are a bushman. That's why swimming is something vulgar to you. You are a bushman from Kukum. What's wrong? But who is there? Ask your neighbor, who is there? Ask your neighbor, where you, your last party you attended, who was there? Yes, 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 yes. Ask her, the last party you attended, who was there? Who were the people there? Does it honor God? Your activities, I'm talking about activity. It says whether you eat. So the things you are eating should glorify God. Yes. You cannot eat a cake that is shaped in the form of a woman's buttocks with beads around it. And you are a Christian. You are cutting the cake where? That is it a left buttocks? Your birthday cake is in the form or is the shape of a penis. I'm preaching the gospel. The foolishness is too much. The music you are listening to, does it give glory to God? It says, whether you eat, even drinking, give me water to drink. There's a way you can drink that doesn't glorify God. Like this. Oh, you are drinking? That's all. Your walking should glorify God.
Oh, not be elegant, elegant. It's a type of
walking. With your chicken leg jeans. By the time you cover 10 meters, every man has an erection around you. You are a snake. I'm preaching. Now think of something as harmless as drinking water. But it's there. What you eat, can I have a biscuit or something? Something, biscuit, yes. Biscuit. Yes. This is it. What, whether you eat, so eating that glorifies God is this. Eating that does not glorify God. Yes. That you roll your eyes. Hey! From today, your dressing, your eating, your drinking, your friendships, your partying, your talking shall glorify God. Mommy is laughing. Let me eat it. Let me glorify God. Done. He's watching your behavior. He's watching you. He's watching. Look, there is nothing you can do and get away scot-free. It's not. It's your. You see, you have convinced yourself that you can do something and get away. But God will never allow you to get away. I mean, you are preaching. You are making a point and your body wraps somebody's chest a little. But to deliberately chew your skin and you are reaching out to her, you know what you are. No! 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 A Christian, watch your behavior. I said you give yourself wholly to God when all your activities, movie watching, music listening, friendships, where you go, who you visit, the burden, everything, you must ask yourself, is God happy? You chat with the girl, by the time you finish, you have an erection. Clap your hands. Stand up and clap for 1 Corinthians 10:31. It's in the Bible. You can never say that, they're preaching. No, how you preach, does it glorify God? How you preach, the dress you wore to preach.
Hey, come on.
I said clap your hands. Keep clapping your hands. Activities. 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 Does it glorify God that you are a pastor overseeing a diocese? People are sick in their diocese and you don't pray for them. Does it glorify God? It glorifies God when you pray for a man like I pray for the person, and the person wakes up and the sickness is gone. That is giving glory to God. May you know what glorifies God and do it. And may you know what does not glorify God. But I tell you that you will pay for it. I had a conversation with somebody a few days ago. On my way home, the Lord told me, you shouldn't have had a conversation with that person. I said, never have that such a conversation with a pastor again. Never. So I've determined. Never. The next time I meet a pastor, we'll talk about even Adrianistas. Some subjects are off. You can talk, meet and talk, discuss, say things, finish. Bishop, your ministry is blessing me. It's blessing me. The ministry is blessing me. You are mad. Today, I had two more points to give you, but we are ending here. Next week, inshallah, we shall come back. But the message to you is that you cannot give part of yourself. God wants everything. Everything. Your laptop, your phone, your music, your links, your things. God. It's called godliness. Godliness. God. Mistake. We will make mistakes. That accidentally your left shoulder treed her breast. Accidentally, that's fine. Or you're not expecting that move. And something happened. But to go there again. And send a text that meet me at Goyle Rest Stop. Preserve Goyle. Hey. Oh, give me my beautiful verse again. Today we found two nice verses. One is Numbers 32:11. Let's read Numbers 32:11. Then we'll go to the eat or drink. Give me Numbers 32:11. Oh, Bishop Kobe, I've enjoyed your church. It's a very nice church. Nice church. Look at this. It said, surely none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old, none, not even one, not the nephew, not the cousin, not the one who was just mistakenly, none shall see the land which I swear. I saw a scripture in First Samuel 2 where God said, I swore to you that your family will be with me, but now I've changed my mind. Don't let God change his mind. Be careful how you are behaving. Be careful. None of them, he swore. But he says, I've changed my mind. I've changed my mind. See, when you are a partial Christian, you are obnoxious to God. He spits you out of it. Next week, we are going to go to the days of the week. Next week is the days of the week. What are you doing on Monday? What are you doing on Tuesday? That's for next week. If I start now, I can't have my meeting, my sixth service. None of them shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob. Why? Because they fornicated. They stole manna. They went to hide the quails. What did they do? Because they have not whole. God wants your whole. God wants your whole. He wants every activity should glorify him. So we come to our last verse. Which is which verse? Which one? 1 Corinthians 10:31. Passion Translation. 1 Corinthians 10:31. TPT. whether, let's all read, one, go. No, don't say 1 Corinthians 10:31. One goal.
1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether you eat or drink, live your life in a way that glorifies and honors God.
Again.
1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether you eat or drink, live your life in a way that glorifies and honors God.
Clap your hands for Jesus and let's go. The bass guitar in a way that glorifies God. You can't play it and you are pressing it against your penis and you are moving it this way like that. Wrong notes doesn't glorify God. Then you're going to wear sunglasses and you are pointing your bass guitar at a girl and you are just looking. To us and I say, I'll glorify God. Where I'm going this afternoon will glorify God. What I'm doing this evening will glorify God. My activities this week will glorify God. Even my jokes will glorify God. Clap your hands for Jesus. Don't stop clapping. Who's that? Should stop. Your clapping must glorify God. As for you, if I get you. How many of you want to give yourself wholly to God? That's how you see the promised land. That's how you see the grace of God. That's how you enjoy the attention of God. This bovire hosevire does not help anybody, including you. Clap again. There's nothing wrong with loving your husband, but your husband must glorify God. You see, that relationship must be part of your love life towards God. Then we are accepting it. Your husband says he's now a Maharaja and you are going to join him. You are Maharaja for Christ. You know Maharaja? Clap your hands. I said clap. Maharaja for Christ. All. God is all or none. All. Don't wait and die and stand before Jesus and be told that what you are doing, you are on your own. You are lawless. Even the first law, the most important law in the Bible is what I read to you. 66 books. The most important sentence in the Bible is this one. Somebody went to ask Jesus, which is the highest? I thought Jesus would say, foolish boy, what do you mean? Anything I say is important. He said, no, that's it. That's why all your battles in life are battles to fight your mantle of love. Every battle in life is to affect your ability to love God and to love man. And he said, and the second is like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Beyond these two, there's nothing else. Timothy, Nehemiah, Ezra, Jeremiah, Zephaniah, Titus, John, Revelation. What if you summarize the Bible? This is somebody. And the second, the first one is loving God. So, one is loving God. Two is loving your neighbor. As you love yourself. So the Bible is love. That is a Valentine manual. And I'm saying, every battle you will fight in the office, with your husband, with your child, with your friends, with rebels, everything is to fight your mantle of love, to remove it from you. Once that mantle of love is removed, you are finished. Lift your two hands and let's close.
Oh, Jesus.
Pray for yourself.
Help us, Lord.
Lord, I'll give my all to you.
Give my all.
Give my all.
Love me.
I'm holding nothing back.
To give my heart,
I give myself to thee. Although I may not know just what the future holds,
help me, Lord.
I ask you to take hold of me.
For the last time, all of me, sing it, baby.
Jesus, take all of me. I'm holding nothing back.
Put the words on the screen.
I give myself to thee. Although I may not know just what the future holds, I ask you to take
all of me again. Come on.
All of me, Jesus, take all of me. I'm holding nothing back. I give myself to you. Although I may not know just what the future holds, I ask you to take all.
And tell the Lord, I want to give up my all to you. My all, not a part. I'll love the things you love. It means that. Don't be careless. You pay a high price.
Just what the future holds, I ask you to take all.
Father, we thank you and we bless you. Every eye closed. I know there's someone here whose heart is burning. I want to come to Jesus, Pastor. I want to give my all. My all, my all, my all, my all. Pastor, my all to Jesus. I love Jesus. I want to give you my all. Pastor, pray for me. I want to give you my all. If you are here, you want to give you Jesus your all. I'm going to give you your heart. Lift your hand. I want to pray for you. Yes, lift it high. Pastor, I want to be born again today. I want to take a step to surrender my life to Jesus. Lift your hand high. Lift your hand high. Everyone, just lift your... You want to say, Pastor, I want to be born again. Anyone here, you want to be born again. Lift your hand high. Today, I feel it in my heart to give my life to Jesus. If your hand is up, come to me here in front.
Think back. I give myself come. To you.
Come, my dear.
Although I may not know just what come, the future holds, I ask you to take hold of me.
Come to Jesus.
All
is Jesus.
Jesus, take all of me. I'm holding nothing back. I give myself to you. Although I may not know just hold with you.
hands, everyone. Those in front, lift your hands. And say this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Say, Lord, I surrender to you.
Lord, I surrender to you.
I'm not giving a part of me.
I'm not giving a part of me.
I'm giving you all of me.
I'm giving you all of
me. All my heart.
All my time.
All my energy.
All my energy.
My all.
My all.
To you.
To you.
God.
God.
Today.
Today.
I come to you.
I come to you.
I'm very dirty.
I'm very dirty.
I've sinned.
I've sinned.
I've done many bad things.
I've done many bad things.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
All my sins.
All my sins.
Make me clean.
Make me clean.
Make me pure.
Make me pure.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
I love you.
I love you.
I'm going to follow you.
I'm going to follow you.
I am going to follow you.
I'm going to follow you.
I'm going to give myself to you.
I'm going to give myself to you.
I'm going to serve you.
I'm going to serve you.
I thank you, Father.
I thank you, Father,
for this great blessing.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. You are born again, but it's not only this prayer, you must live. Colossians 2 says, as you have received Jesus Christ, like you've done, therefore walk. Walk. So it's the walk, as you have therefore received Jesus Christ the Lord. So walk. So it is the walking in him that I'm going to give you the instrumentalist. They are going to follow you up. You don't understand me? Do you understand me?
Oh, yes.
The instrumentalists are now on duty this week. Are you the leader of this group also? Who's the leader? I can't hear you. This group. Okay. Come with your instrumentalist. Opoman. These are the pastors in the church. Come. They will visit you. Don't worry, nobody will come to your house alone. If he comes alone, shut the door. He should come too, or with another sister. Do you see? Yeah. But they are going to help you, pray with you, tell you what is wrong, help you to know God, and help you also to be established in God. This is the leader. He's a very serious Christian. What's your name? Ebenezer. What's your name?
Desire.
Desire. Desire. Hey. Desire. What do you desire? Is that why there's a heart shape, red heart on top, in front of your t-shirt? Say, I give desire to you. To change her desires. Okay? Take them. And then you are going to report to Lady Pastor Angela and co. Let's welcome our pastor to close us. Oh, there's communion. Let me lead you to take the communion. Take your communion now. Why will Jesus say, give yourself holy? Why would God tell you to give yourself holy? Because Jesus gave his all. People donate their kidneys as a way of saving a life. I said, people donate their kidneys as their way of saving a life. Christ did not donate his kidney. He gave his entire body, all. And today, as we eat it, the ability to give your all will flow through the communion.
Amen.
As soon as you eat it, you will enjoy the grace and the power that enables you to also surrender your all. He gave all. In fact, he said, it is finished. On that same cross, it's finished. There's nothing else I could give that I've not given. I've given it all. May you give all till you can say it is finished. I've not held back anything. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. As you eat it, may it be your life as well. Let's eat it.
Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. Oh, it will sustain you. It will make you whole and give you life. When I see the blood,
I'll pass over you. Sing it.
Oh, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Ooh, when I see the blood. Oh, the precious blood, when I see it, I will pass over you.
Lift your cup. In the same way, he took the cup.
Oh, yes.
He said, this is the blood.
This is the blood.
There's nothing like God. Jesus gave 30% of his blood. Everything was given. Till he said, I am thirsty. Severe hypovolemia. I'm thirsty. Not a drop of blood was left in him. As you drink this, may you also learn to give your all.
Amen.
Everything.
Oh, yes.
Till you can say it is finished.
Oh, yes.
The blood is finished.
Nice.
The life is finished.
Hey.
The energy is finished.
Yes.
The love is finished.
Oh, yes.
There's nothing to give anymore. Yes. The blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Drink it. Lift your two hands. The same power that caused Jesus to give his all, may that power also work in you.
Amen.
To give your all.
Yes.
The brand of Christianity that gives only a part of your life departs from you today.
Amen.
From today, you're rising up,
Jesus,
and you're sitting down. Are all to the Lord.
Amen.
From today, your energy and your time are all for God.
Amen.
As you're eating the whole body,
oh, Jesus,
may you also learn to give all of yourself. All of you.
Jesus.
I pray for you that you will begin to see returns and evidence and proofs and profits.
Yes.
That only comes when you give your all.
Oh, yes.
May your friendships glorify God.
Amen.
May your steps glorify God.
Amen.
May your eating glorify God.
Amen.
May the things you do
glorify
God.
Amen.
I pray for you today,
Jesus,
that your life will be built,
Jesus,
around Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And not the other way around. That you will build Jesus around your life. The Lord grant you the grace.
Amen.
To give all yours of yourself.
Yes.
Therefore, as you are determined to give your all, may you see the power.
Amen.
May you see the glory.
Amen.
May you see the victories.
Amen.
May you see the exploits.
Amen.
May you see the triumphs.
Amen.
May you see the conquests.
Amen.
With the enemy that once triumphed over you,
yes, yes,
because you played half and half.
Jesus.
May that enemy fall at your feet.
Amen.
Because you are now giving your all to God. The Lord bless you.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord grant you access.
Amen.
Into realms of power.
Amen.
And realms of glory.
Amen.
And realms of revelation.
Amen.
And realms of wisdom.
Amen.
By reason,
yes,
of the body.
Oh yes.
And the blood.
Jesus.
The Lord keep you.
Oh yes.
And let His will be done in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's welcome our pastor to close us.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.